with SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The GOP presidential hopefuls held the third GOP debate last night. Republican candidates still found time to criticize one another during a policy-focused debate. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
A recent campaign feud between Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley carried over to the debate stage.
Mine was 10 years ago.
You gave
Yours
them
was
stuff.
Six
I didn't
ago.
Give them anything.
What's your story?
And I abolished that agency that she's talking about.
No.
Haley also took issue when Vivek Ramaswamy mentioned her daughter using TikTok.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Ramaswamy opened the debate by tearing into the mainstream media as well as the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. Greg Clugston at the GOP debate in Miami.
Former President Trump held a rally in Florida the same time. He fired shots at President Biden, saying Democratic leadership pushed America to the brink of a third world war. The former president said if he was in office again, he would reinstate a strict travel ban and begin the largest domestic deportation in American history. Also at SRNnews.com, Ivanka Trump takes the witness stand in a trial probing the Trump family business. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Ivanka Trump entered the New York courtroom with a confident, high-heeled stride.
How are you feeling, Ivanka?
But without a comment. Ivanka Trump could not recall when asked about company finances. She had stopped working there to take a role in his presidency. Other times, she said she was not involved in preparing her father's financial statements. New York Attorney General Letitia James, who filed the lawsuit, says that's not true.
The facts will reveal that, in fact, that she was very much involved.
At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The Pentagon says the U.S. has launched an airstrike on a site in eastern Syria, a targeted facility linked to Iranian-backed militias. This is SRN News. The nation's attorneys general are split on parental rights.
A group of 19 AGs have signed a brief in a Maryland case stating that moms and dads should not have the right to opt their kids out of lessons that promote the LGBT lifestyle. Members of the group of 19 include attorneys general from California, New York, and Oregon. Meanwhile, 23 AGs have weighed in on the parents' side in this case, including those from Virginia, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, and Texas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sexual harassment killed a Catholic church in Baltimore. The archdiocese says it will end religious services at St. Benedict Church after its longtime pastor was recently suspended. The Vatican says people claiming to be the opposite sex can be baptized in the Catholic Church. Officials announced any transgender person can be baptized. This is SRN News. A judge orders a new election in Bridgeport, Connecticut, after two women are seen on video stuffing ballot boxes with mail-in votes, and the video is fueling skepticism about the security of U.S. elections.
A judge on Wednesday ordered a new primary in Bridgeport because of what he called mishandling of absentee ballots. Gary Rose of Sacred Heart University in Fairfield, Connecticut, says there's surveillance video that's very telling.
The videos show an individual who is a high-ranking member of the Democratic City Committee and also who works for the city of Bridgeport, apparently stuffing ballots into these drop boxes.
In the September 12th primary, Mayor Joe Ganim defeated challenger John Gomes by 251 votes. I'm Donna Water.
More details at srnnews.com.